Is this thing on? Here we go. Roxy Mizell from United Stations Radio Networks. We have some former and current Atlantic Records employees here. Some of us were there in the 70s with you. And I wanted to ask questions about Amit and the reason for this concert to begin with. So could you tell us how did the chain of events occur to actually bring this reunion together?
Well, not me. Amit, you know, when we were kids in England, actually before Jason was born, we were, I guess, individually in different parts of Britain, we were all really avid music lovers and vinyl junkies. And the greatest thing on the planet would it be ever to be considered to be signed by Atlantic Records for British people. I think the integrity and the roster of Atlantic music was phenomenal and probably unbeatable. Maybe a couple of little labels in New Orleans did some great stuff too. But I mean, so the years we, you know, that first album, taking that home with an Atlantic label on it and showing it to your friends, it didn't really matter what happened after that. You'd kind of, everybody hated you. You know, for getting that far. And as the years progressed, Amit became quite attached to us. I think he liked the after-show relaxations that we had, and more than perhaps Jerry Wexler did. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah.
And so, you know, time went on, and Amit—he never really lost his energy and his love of music and of the musicians that he'd gotten to know. Even if they'd changed labels and gone some other place or whatever it was more important to know that between us all. And so, when he had the accident, we all, everything hung on his, you know, returning to back to normal, and it never happened. So we, in England, and also here in New York, there was, everybody wanted to do something to recognize how much we loved the guy. And bit by bit, things took shape. They changed quite a lot along the way. At times, the Stones were going to be involved. Is that right, Jim?
Well, yeah. I must say, the other night, I went to the Beacon Theatre to see somebody play. It was Johnny Hallyday, actually. But you know, it dawned on me that of course, that's where Amit had the accident. It was really strong, actually, I've got to tell you.
And also, Clapton was going to do something. He was going to put Cream back together, and I think we were going to do the Albert Hall initially. And then, you know, things change, and somebody suggested we go to a bigger venue, and then we became what it became. It was... but never out of sight of the fact that Amit was a personality as well as an absolute music lover. He continued forever to love, and he was just, you know, he was a seer in many respects. Everybody's got a different story about him, and I don't think we're going to tell you any of them. But it was just great. You could have wonderful times with him talking about everything from Coltrane, Modern Jazz Quartet, through to Rat and White Lion.